good afternoon to all my boon companions out there in Booville. I hope you're all faring well. I'm sorry, I actually haven't listened to any boos since yesterday morning, so I've got a bit of catching up to do. Yes, I know. Bad me. How could I do such a thing? I'm deserting you! But anyway, I'm sure I will get to that fairly shortly. So in the meantime, I do hope that all is going splendidly in all of your lives. I'm still here at Oriole Acres, as I have dubbed my parents' farm, and I'm just waiting for my dad to get back from running some errands. As soon as he gets home, he's going to take me back to my place. So, while I'm waiting for him, I thought that I would do a boo. One of my followers, Night Drake, has expressed quite an interest in my dad's horses. So I was going to send her a DM, and then I thought, no, you know what? I'll make this boo public in case anybody else would care to know about them. So, they are standardbred trotters, which means they're racehorses. They are not meant to be ridden. They're not broken for riding. The driver actually sits behind them in a sulky or race bike. Now, my dad does not drive. He doesn't really feel comfortable with that because he's a big, big man. He stands at least 6'4", and he has a rather corpulent physique, shall we say. So he's never really wanted to drive, but he does train both his horses and other people's. He's done this since before I was born. So all through my childhood, there was a succession of horses that he boarded and trained, both ones that he owned and ones that other people owned. My favorite horse of all time is actually one that was named after me. She was called Shannon's Good Seeker, and she was such a gentle mare. She never tried to kick or stomp or bite. She was actually very sensitive, so I loved to pet her and feed her treats. The two horses my dad has now are mother and daughter, or foal and dam, if we want to use the correct terminology. The mother has retired from racing because, unfortunately, she injured her leg during a race, so she can no longer race properly, poor thing. I think my dad is either going to breed her himself or sell her to a breeder. The foal still races, though, and she's quite a good racer, which is, I think, why Dad puts up with her. She does not have a nice temperament at all. She kicks, she stomps, she bites. She's done my father an injury on multiple occasions. She's even tried to knock him over. But he loves his horses, and she is quite a good racer, so I think that's why he puts up with her various temper tantrums. Her mother, on the other hand, is fairly gentle. She will bite on occasion, but I think she thinks she's playing. Usually, though, she'll let me pet her, and I feed her carrots and apple cores and pear cores on occasion. But I have to feed the mother when the foal is away at the training center, because otherwise I think jealousy might ensue, and I can't get too close to that foal. I don't trust her. In fact, the other night, when I was at the barn making a recording, I reached up to give the mother a pat. I had my back to the foal, and I thought I was far enough away from her that she couldn't touch me, but no. She was able to reach her head over the stall and headbutt me in the back, the little rotten so-and-so. She couldn't bite me because I wasn't close enough for her to actually clamp her teeth on anything. But she could still bonk me. Anyway, here's the best physical description I can give you, given that I'm totally blind. As far as I know, they're both black with white patches. I know the mother has a white diamond on her forehead. They're approximately 15 hands high each. Of course, since the foal is a racehorse, she has iron shoes on her feet, which is one reason you do not want to get too close to her hooves. Night Drake asked how much they eat. I believe they get about 8 cups of food once a day, or if the foal is racing, she gets fed 3 times a day. They eat both regular oats and something called sweet feed, which is oats and I think other grains as well, mixed with molasses. Now, for some reason, the other night, the foal would not eat her sweet feed, which is odd because she used to love it. So my dad had to just give her regular oats, which she ate with no problem. They also eat several pounds of hay a day. And of course, they get treats on occasion, like carrots and apples. My dad also gives them blocks of salt to lick because they really like that. The foal will either race on a quarter-mile track or a half-mile track. I'm not sure what her fastest speed time is. I forgot to ask my dad that. Now, of course, given that he doesn't drive himself, he has to pay other people to do it. But he's been in the horse racing business for so long that all of the drivers are pretty much his friends. And he's glad to give them something to drive for him because he doesn't want to do it himself. If the horse wins money, then the driver gets 5% of the winnings. If not, then I guess my dad has to pay whatever the fee is. I'm not quite sure what that is. Of course, if he trains somebody else's horse, then that person pays him. So it all kind of works out in the end. Anyhow, folks, I think I'm going to get going because I need to pack my computer and do a few things before my dad gets home. Oh, I should say, though, that last night I got to spend some time with my grandmother, which was wonderful. My mum and dad and I went to another town where a lot of my family live. My mum spent some time with her brother in a nursing home because he's very ill and he's actually going really downhill. So we're not sure how long he's going to be with us. He has early onset Alzheimer's disease. He got it, I think, partly because he has Down syndrome as well. And that does tend to cause either early onset dementia or Alzheimer's in people as they get older. So it's very sad. He can no longer recognize anyone. He cannot feed himself or dress himself. So I feel badly for my mum because I know that this makes her really upset. But anyhow, she got to spend time with him last night, and then my dad and I drove over to visit my grandmother, his mother, and we brought her a pizza. It was funny because I brought her some snacks, and lo and behold, didn't she have something for me as well? I brought her some 3-cheese baguette crisps and some banana bread granola thins because I thought that they were things she might not have tried before. And she had, for me, a jar of peanut butter pretzels because she knew that I used to love them, and also a little bag of chocolates for Easter. That was very kind of her. She didn't have to do that. I'm glad I had something for her, too, because I would have felt really badly for her if I hadn't. So yeah, I spent a couple hours with her last night, chatting and catching up. And then my Uncle Brian came in at one point, so I got to see him too. That was great. I don't see my family very often. My extended family live quite some distance away from where I do, so it was nice to be able to see a couple of them. My dad has gone to a computer store because his computer is absolutely full of spyware and crap, and he wants to get rid of it. But he's not very tech-savvy himself. I could have tried, I guess, to clean it up for him, but I didn't want to, because if something had gone wrong, I'm afraid I would be the one blamed. I did put NVDA on there, which is a screen reader. I put that on several years ago, so it's an older version. But I could have tried to get some anti-spyware software and get rid of the problem. But like I said, I was really reluctant to do that because I didn't want to get blamed for any problems that might occur. So he has taken it to a computer store where apparently there's a professional that charges a fairly reasonable price.